Thank you. I think the first basic difference is that on the signs, if you use the signs that were shown here, cycling, it's obligatory to use this part of the road by bicycles. If you authorize cycling on a sidewalk, then it's generally not obligatory for bicycles. And of course, we could address this with the new sign for the non-compulsory cycle track. But nevertheless, when I think we need to think about the definitions in two ways. On one way, it's the parts of our ideal cycle network that allows us to cross the whole Europe from one side to the other in perfectly safe conditions. But on the other hand, we need a tool to describe the infrastructure that is already existing in different countries. So, for example, to fill the database that we were discussing yesterday. And the fact is that this exists now. You have a sign of pedestrian track with cycling allowed. And for example, in our Eurovelo database, we don't distinguish between that and a cycle and pedestrian track. But maybe the group might wish to consider this a bit wider, a bit more detailed granularity to be able to represent the different legal provisions for those different types of infrastructure. And there is also another provision here in this definition, either by general rules, so it doesn't have to be a bicycle panels. There are places and road codes where there are some general rules which, for example, allow cyclists to use sidewalk if the speed limit is higher than 50 kilometers per hour. In this case, no additional signage is necessary. And well, then if you make it obligatory to sign all those sidewalks, it might incur a lot of costs on municipalities or road administrations that do have this kind of regulations.